All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Being a Dick. It got dead penetration here.
What's that?
We didn't do a show, but we wanted to do Being a Dick, and I'll do a show later when I feel like it. All right, so anyway, sorry, guys. I spent most of the day in the bathroom, so, you know, it hasn't been a great time for a show. I do have things to talk about, but not right now. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and get started. So, what do we got to do next? Check the phone. Talk to Melanie and talk to Jamie and Tommy. I thought we already contacted Rio. Oh. I heard you were sick. I'm starting to miss you. Let me know if I can do something for you. No, we can't yet. That's an old picture.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's before.
Oh, they took her. Ah!
No.
She was waking.
I heard you were sick. I'm starting to miss you. Let me know if I can do something for you. I hope you'll be back so we can go to the arcade again. I hope you get well soon. I assure you that Camilla keeps your room clean and not overly decorated. Miss you. Which one?
Either sounds.
Yeah. And that's all we can do on that one.
Well, we tried.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do much on that. Sally? Yeah, that works for me. Bring a snack. Oh, we didn't. I must not have recorded this. Sure does. How's your cold? Feeling better? Oh, yeah, remember that? You picked a bad time to return from San Diego weather-wise. And cute pick! Stop it. What are you up to?
Oh, you know.
Cool. I bet it will look sweet. Break time
to the one.
All right. Talk to Melanie. Talk to Jamie and Tommy. Talk to Josie. Where the fuck?
Talk to them.
I know, right? There's nowhere I can go. Yeah, there is. Yeah, I already talked to all the hots. Go in there. And let's... wonder what's inside those two boxes. Special render, where are you? This would probably be better played in the winter, but it didn't work out like that.
It's how it is.
Yep. She's deep in thought. Do you like that gnome or what? Huh? Yeah, no, I was just thinking. Care to share? No. It's just a lot at the moment. I've been doing some soul searching lately. About Maya or something else? About everything. I've been questioning myself a lot, trying to figure out things. Can I help in any way? I don't think you can. I think this is something I have to do on my own. Well, you know where to find me. I know.
Everything reminds me of dildos, even this gnome.
Grrr! There's nobody to talk to.
Which
in
is
here.
Not an insult if they actually are strippers.
Right! They prefer to be called exotic dancers.
Whatever. I'm the one with the dollar bills. Hey, strippers.
I'm all done with the boxes. Thank you, Grim. Steal Melanie for a while or leave? Did I earn Melanie a break now, or what? Fine, a short one, but I need someone to help me with this.
That's what Bundy did. Took him one at a time.
Oh, no problem. I saw Ashley and Derek upstairs. I'll send them right over. Oh, you reminded me of something I gotta talk to you about later.
Then he fucked his leftovers.
Thanks, Grim. Elena's been riding my ass all afternoon. I know. You looked like you could use a break. Derek, Ashley, Elena needs your help downstairs in fixing this filter. But we're not done decorating. Eh, leave it left for later. Call out the mistletoe or let them leave. Hey, you passed under the mistletoe. You got a kiss. Psh, I didn't see you kiss Melanie. All right, let's go. Hmm? You flirted with me and worked hard to earn me a break. It can only mean one thing. Pull that cock out. I've got unfinished business with it. Oh, I was just being nice and getting you a break. Sure. I wouldn't say no to you, but Sarah just used it. No way. So, it won't work now?
I bet we can make things happen. I mean, it's been 10 minutes.
Oh no, it won't work after that? Oh crap, that one girl used it. And it's,
it worked before.
Yeah. I mean, unless you like it flaccid. Aha, shut up. Fuck, now I have unfinished business with Sarah. What a bitch. Can you hit me up at like 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, that should do it.
For what? Sloppy seconds? I wanted a meal. And I'd be lucky if I got a 20-minute break tonight. Oh well. I might as well believe Ashley from Alina. Sorry, Mel. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, we should have hooked up with the other one.
Yeah. Well, we should. You get one or the other. What's the deal with all the lights outside? Are you trying to blind the neighbors? I think they look nice. Nice, I saw an airplane trying to land in our backyard earlier. Haha, lighten up. Santa gotta park his sleigh somewhere. It's good that he can find the place. You care too much about this stupid holiday. I saw you care about Christmas last year. The party, yeah, because I get to dress up as Santa and make hot chicks sit in my lap. We like different things, Tommy. It's for 1 month of the year I think you'll survive. About our Christmas party, the hots won't show for it. Alphas have called dibs. For how long do you think you'll be upset with me? Did you apologize again? Several times. I have never seen him forgive someone, and since I don't see it happening with Nick, I'm not sure about you either. Thanks. You did a bad thing, Grim. I know, or he had it coming.
I know.
But I couldn't help it. She threw herself at me and she was so hot in that swimsuit. If you're looking for sympathy, that's not the way to go at it. Tommy won't say this, so I will. You broke a bro code and you hurt him. What can I do to make it better? He won't talk to me. For starters, you can help him feel better by throwing a kick-ass Christmas party. Without the hots, who would we even bother inviting? Can we even trust the people who show up? You can figure something out, can't you? You always have ideas to fix things. We can invite the mids. I can't change the deal they made with the alphas. No, but you can change the date of the party. What would Tommy do? Huh? What would Tommy do? He'd say fuck the alphas and do whatever he'd like. He wouldn't respect their deal if it were up to him, or he'd find some loophole. There you have it. So if we can't host our Christmas party on that Saturday, we'll host one on the Friday. As a bonus, the hots will show up hungover to the alphas party the day after. I think you got this. There's a little Tommy inside all of us. We just gotta find him. That sounds weird, bro.
No.
Do it for Tommy. Redeem yourself. And hey, don't forget about yourselves too. We all deserve a great party.
Now you gotta talk to Lynn.
Plan the party on your couch and then there's solve the puzzle box. We are not fucking with the puzzle box.
The puzzle box?
The puzzle box is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, baby.
I keep thinking the Cenobites are gonna appear. You open the box. We care.
We'll teach you pain is pleasure.
Something like that. I keep thinking it's gonna be that old.
Well, Boy, that gnome gets around. Look at
him. Yeah, I know, really. You can even see his reflection in the TV. So this moves these, but not always. It's not gonna work like Mega Man passwords. I used to fuck with the passwords. It would take hours for me to do this, so I'm not even kidding.
We ain't got hours,
I know. And you can't fuck with any of the other ones. Well, you can. Ooh, there is another one I can mess with. Looking. See, the thing about the puzzle box is you have no idea what you're doing. It's so weird.
I mean, no hints.
Uh-uh.
At least with God of War, it kind of gave you an idea.
It's about as clear as mist. Anybody that's played Mist, it's truly confusing. We've got four puzzles. This is like a unique yet equal.
Well, this is optional, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know what it does.
The genie pops out and gives you wishes.
Shit, I don't know. A blowjob or something. I have no idea.
Infinite wiener power.
The secret of the puzzle box. I don't know. I literally do not know what the puzzle box is.
Time other people talk to.
Well, we finished it.
We've got a plan.
Yeah,
we've
got
to
plan the party on the couch. And you know what that is.
Right there.
No, you know what that is.
What?
It's another mini game when you got to plan the party. Do a party planner minigame.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then what are we doing?
It wouldn't let me click on the couch.
It highlighted when you went by.
Hold on. You may be right.
Maybe, I know.
You might be right, sir. Oh, no, it didn't. It only let.
Into your room.
Okay.
That couch. Yes.
I did. I was just like, one kick-ass party coming up. What would Tommy do? He'd think a pure Christmas party is lame. Like he told Jamie he wants girls to sit in his lap. Tommy cares about keeping the party sexy. And I have no fucking problem with that. That's easy to fix. It'll be a Christmas party, but... And before you go asking me for advice again, let me say what I think. We should get dirty and naughty. Sure, so what about that blindfold game I mentioned? It's decent, but it's not for Halloween. Why would we? It's much better suited for a panty party or something. Panty parties, we have those? I got it. It's a Christmas panty party. Everyone parties in their underwear, but we also celebrate Christmas. Everyone will be almost naked. It doesn't get sexier than that.
Look at those racing straps.
Tommy would love that. I'll leave the budget as a question mark for now. I think I know how to balance it. The theme should be okay because they've done it in the past.
Looks like someone drag racing on your asshole.
After all I've been shitting today, that's a lot. Goddamn thing I want to hear.
That guy don't want to go to the panty party.
I need to make sure all guests are okay with it, though. Then we have the usual stuff, drinks, food, I can't forget about the decor, but that one should be simple considering we've been decorating today without realizing it was for the party. If guests are uncomfortable, or to make them more comfortable in underwear, we can have cheap masks by the door. It's not a bad idea. So it's a mask panty party. What else would Tommy do? I'm sure we'd come up with some awesome stuff to do at the party. Come on, channel Tommy. What would he come up with? He would make girls suck on a cucumber in front of guys. And the first guy who gets a boner loses. No, wait, the girl wins. That'll make them want to compete. Make it about the girl. Dear God, I'm Tommy right now. This is awesome. A wet t-shirt contest. Girls, beer, boobs, what's not to love? These ideas write themselves. A guess who game, like the one with the blindfold, maybe? No, think bigger. Include more people in it. Some kind of a guessing game. Girls stand behind the curtain. They show a body part, and everyone on the other side must guess who it is. Most correct answers win. Is that fun? It could be, depending on what body part they'd show. There's a potential there for sure. Well, it'd be fun if there was something that lasted the entire night, too.
If the redhead does it.
Right.
Oh, Freckles. Yeah, it's her.
There's a bowl by the door with the folded pieces of paper. Guests pick one paper each as they show up and they get tasked with a mission. Accomplish your mission before midnight or you get booted. And the missions are sexy, like, kiss a guy or make out with a girl, or I'll need some help with the missions, but this is good. And I'll call it the Dirty Bowl. That's a cheap activity in more ways than one. We're doing that one. Let's add some other options and ask around later. Okay. Let's plan the details. We've got this. How much do we want to spend on food and drinks? Alcohol and food?
Just a little bit.
Probably. It's Christmas a lot after all. About those activities I thought of, what should we do first? Wet t-shirt or the cucumber competition?
Wet t-shirt.
Sure, it'll cost us. And later on at the party, the guess who game. We'll have the guess who game. Guess should be drunk by now. See, Tommy, I learned something from you. Let's start with this. It's okay to change my mind. What else can we do? Christmas party planning. Party planning number 3. Here we go! We need cups for all 4 kegs. Damn, I am not awake enough for this. Alright, so... people gonna be hungry. Make sure we have 3 food.
3 food. 3. How much is 3? 3.
We need cups for kegs. 4 cups. I don't have any fucking kegs. Kegs are expensive. This is gonna put me at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. We need 5 beers for a small competition. I've only got 2 beers.
What?
Decor?
Thought we already had that covered.
Oh yeah, hold on. I want to be able to snack. 3 snacks should do. New decor will make this place look good. 3 music will have everyone in the place dancing. It didn't seem to connect him. When I did the beer, it's saying no. It's connecting them, and it's connecting him. Okay.
Find what connects those two guys.
3 trash cans.
someone's passionate about trash cans and making them.
You have infinite trash cans.
Yes.
Did you invite the seven girls I asked you about?
Well,
okay. Seven girls are invited. Oh, cups.
I think he needed one more girl.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 2 so far that people like. He wants the snacks, so we have to fucking buy snacks. Alright.
For $12. That's not a lot for a party.
No, God, no.
This must have been the 50s when a dime would get you a lot.
Yeah.
But with plasma TV.
Oh, okay. Connect them to that.
Yeah.
So the girls have to be moved. Put that girl over there. Because you have to connect the girl to something. And I've connected him to music, but I know I don't have enough for speakers. Yeah, I do.
Well, they, you know, each of them have more than one thing.
But right.
That's why I said, you know, over in the bottom left corner, he has 4 girls and you only got 3.
He said 3 musical, I've ever won dancing.
That's not for total, that's for each, what each guy wants.
Right. I know that.
You just have to match the ones closest to each other with the thing they both like.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this wrong.
Can you wipe it clean and start?
Yeah. I think I can. Okay, I've been looking at the wrong thing. Okay, that's cool. Alright, so basically we look at the first one.
Okay, first one.
He needs a keg.
It's kegs, which we don't have.
We can buy one real quick.
Okay.
Alright. So then we connect the keg to him.
But who else near him likes kegs? There you go.
Alright. 2. He wants 2. We gotta have another keg somehow.
Well, look and see who else.
Activated by cups. Okay, you have to have a cup. Alright, does anybody need a keg? Does anybody need a cup? I don't see anything but kegs. I don't see any cups. Do you? I don't see any.
Alright, so who got one keg?
So there's 3 girls attached to Tommy.
So
we're not gonna, so we're gonna attach, if we're doing Tommy, we gotta have 3 girls. 1, 2, 3. Perfect. See, we did that. Now we have to connect music. How is music activate? Oh, speaker.
Yeah, you gotta see who else like wants music near Tommy.
All right, so that's gonna be here. Should be, and then we can connect that with that. Should be right. All right, now we need...
Where to put the keg?
We don't have money for drugs. We'll have to wait. We'll put a girl there, though. Well, there already is a girl. He's already got a girl. Yeah. It says green. Okay, so he needs snacks.
They got check marks, so... But...
Snacks are activated by trash cans. He doesn't have enough snacks. That's weird, because you figured the snacks would activate.
How many snacks does he want?
We'll put this here, and we'll put the snacks over here? No. Because he wants two. But see, that doesn't attach to him for some odd reason. I don't know. It's really bizarre. Because I figure it would attach to him, but no, you have to have a trash can in order to do that. Trash cans activate food snacks. But unfortunately... Alright, let's try this. But it doesn't connect to him.
Maybe.
Very confusing. Alright, so what's another thing he wants? Drugs? We don't have the money for that, so we'll go to the next guy. He wants a keg. Can we attack? Can we get him? And we can get a cup.
We'll do a keg in between him and...
Got him.
Yeah, those two.
Alright, so he wants the seven girls, but that's not part of what he wants. So it's gonna be... He wants a beer. And beers are activated by cups. And then you gotta put another beer, and that's gonna be activated by a cup. Now we got him. Alright, so now we have three snacks? But you can't do that because it's a bit confusing. Because I figured
what the other two want.
Yeah.
They want the liquor. So put a beer.
Liquor. And liquor is activated by cups? Yes. Cool. So we only got two. We need to have another liquor. Can we connect them both like that? And then we can go ahead and put another cup. And that gets that. So now we're at 39%. Two decor would make these the one that wants the girls. Show that does that. Now we need more liquor.
Yeah.
That didn't work for him.
What?
No, it didn't.
What are you doing?
Well, I know, but him. Oh, I got him. Okay, but I didn't get the other guy. I think you got to get what you can get, right?
I'm sure they'll get to drink, too, whatever.
Right.
He wants four girls.
We need cups for all kegs. Four cups. Oh, I don't know. I'm not paying attention to that. But he wants four girls. You're right.
Move the cup underneath, No, bottom. Yeah. No. Put that under him.
Oh, it's
under the bottom middle.
The bottom middle. Right here?
Bottom?
Right here.
Yes. That's a cup.
Okay. Oh!
Ta-da!
Wow, we got him. We got everything he wanted. Stealth is like 29 lame.
What else does Tommy want?
Three trash cans to keep the party clean.
Got two cans.
Okay, good.
Boy, he's not having any fun.
There's more than seven girls.
Yeah, but...
He got beer. He didn't get snacks. And I can't activate fucking snacks because I don't have a...
What can you activate?
I don't know. I can buy drugs. That's it.
There you go. Looking great.
We only got one room for one more.
They wanted two kegs.
Oh shit. What was that of?
That was...
Maybe it was a girl. I don't think it was a girl. I think it was a, this is why I would like to do live. Somebody said, Grim, it was a blah, 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 blah.
We're so fucking quiet. Those don't even register.
No, they don't.
Keg. You can do a keg and a cup.
I don't have any.
If you swap the liquor with the cup, there you go. Okay.
So we got one in the middle. And we don't have anything but for decor, and that's not going to activate.
It's alright. We're good.
Yeah.
We got decor. It's already there.
We're done.
That's not activated enough. The music.
Huh?
The music ain't connected. I said a keg.
I don't have any.
Can you not get a keg?
I got zero money.
Oh, well, then you're fucked.
Yeah, it's alright. It's not a big deal. It doesn't really change the game. Go ahead and put music in there.
Yeah, that's free.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it? So, are we done? Yes. Awesome, I hope. I'm here. Let's get over and done with this crap.
Alright. Start sucking, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the time. I'm in the middle of planning a party here. I'm not rescheduling. You'll have to postpone that.
Looks like she got a Demon Slayer shirt on a little bit.
Almost. Sure, let's sit on my bed. This place is somewhat of an organized mess at the moment. Oh, I like that term. Organized mess. That's what I got going on right here. It's an organized mess. This better not take all evening. It won't. I already wrote parts of it. You did? You don't mind, do you? No, that's great. That saves me the trouble. Did you write the theory? Yeah, I got the feeling you wanted me to. Look.
I'm wearing see-through everything.
I know you're struggling in class, and I'm not going to be a dick about it. But I'm not struggling. You are. You were all over the place in the lab, and I didn't know what the hell you were doing, but it's fine. You are a dick. You don't have to feel ashamed. I think some stuff is hard too. Speak for yourself, I'm doing fine in school. Alright, I was gonna offer you extra help if you needed it, that's all. But I'm guessing you have all the help you need from your friends with the notes and old tests. Ugh, well, I would have if they weren't being assholes to me right now. Who's being an asshole? Ron, Magnar, Bert, everyone! They're not sharing anything with me anymore. Why not? Did something happen? Mind your business. If you're gonna be like this about it, forget I asked. Hypothetically, what help are you offering? You could ask me about what you don't understand and I could tell you what I know. Maybe I don't understand it either, but I could teach you if I do, and vice versa. Sometimes when they teach us new things in class, I don't want to ask what they mean because I fear I'd look dumb. So instead, I don't ask questions and have to learn on my own. Maybe you're the same way. Sometimes, not a lot. But you know, it happens. Like frickin' Professor Wilcox lectures. They're impossible. Haha, I know, right? You want us to interrupt him and ask questions, but I couldn't even come up with a question about what he was talking about. Right, what am I supposed to ask? Professor Wilcox, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, you can't ask that, haha. So, you have no clue either? Some clue, but only because I read a lot after class. I don't even understand when I do that. How about we study together sometime? If we're going to be lab partners from now on, we might as well, right? Maybe. But we should write the report today. I think I figured out where we went wrong during lab. Show me. I don't know, I like Sally.
Oh yeah, well.
She's geeky, but I kind of like the geeky ones.
Working toward it. She's got to sling that dick.
Then multiply that with the molar mass. The only one that should be slinging the dick is him, not her.
No, she's going to take it and sling
it. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Last
drop.
Okay.
She's going to start calling him Maxwell House because he get to the last drop. And he's going to call her affectionately Cum Dumpster.
And divide that with a theoretical mass and multiply by 100 to get the purity. Yep, you got it. I can't believe it was this easy. That's because we analyzed the units of measurement. It's easy to get lost if you skip that step. What's left? We write a short conclusion about what we did right and wrong, and that should be it. Oh, you can leave that one to me. Are you sure? Yeah, you spent extra time writing the theory section. It's the least I can do. I appreciate it. So what's the party you're planning? It's the Christmas party. Ah, figures. Wanna come? Sure. About the theme, it's gonna be a hybrid party because of reasons. A hybrid of what? Christmas and underwear. It's a Christmas panty party. I swear, you guys always do these things. I'd have to show up in my underwear? Yeah, but there'll be masks for those who want one. Can I cover my private parts with it? Haha, no. Then probably no. We'll see.
We don't want to see your face. That's why we got the masks.
It done. I'll mail you a copy and submit the report to Dr. Jenkins.
We don't have burkas at the door.
Good job. It went smoother than I dared to hope.
Oh, murkas. I'm sorry. That's what those are.
Likewise.
The hair they use in part of movies.
Want to study some before class? Like later this week or whenever? Maybe not this week, but someday, sure. How about if I shoot you a message when I plan on dropping by the library?
How about I shoot a load down your throat, bitch?
Sounds good. Don't forget
about
it.
Count my units of measurement.
I knew she wasn't all bad. Woo! Okay, this is serious. The greatest man who walked the earth finally rests after a journey of hardships. Our love is eternal. And then we got Lana Royce. And then we got Fanny Oakes. Gone too early. Killed by woke. We miss you dearly. Please come back. Oh, I'm sorry. Gone too early. Killed by wake. Miss you dearly. Please come back.
Well,
I do want
to
make
the sleep.
I want to make sure that says wake. No, it says woke. It says gone too early. Killed by woke. We miss you dearly. Please come back.
Well, there you go.
Killed by woke. Damn.
Go dead.
I'll be damned. I will say they're pushing a little bit too hard now, though. They're trying to say anything but the black person is woke. It's getting kind of stupid. It's
well,
like, can black people exist?
I mean, they can, but not in awake culture. They got to go to sleep culture.
Happy birthday, sis. You probably already guessed what you're getting this year. Happy birthday, Lana.
What, another crappy gift?
My grave is as pretty as last year. Thank you for coming with me. I'm glad you asked me to.
Boy,
you didn't even
filling out.
Yeah.
It looked like she ate too much Thanksgiving.
You didn't even ask why I wanted you to come here again. She does look larger. Oh, was there a particular reason? Lately, I've been thinking a lot about her, and a lot of bad feelings resurfaced. I'm sorry to hear that. I think something triggered me at that Thanksgiving barbecue. When I realized that Grim and his friends were on drugs, it was hard to stop thinking about Lana. Grim was on drugs?
What?
He was. They'd eaten mushrooms and were noticeably intoxicated. That makes me surprised and sad to hear.
Those are nature.
They technically are. I did not expect that from him. They all acted...
You gotta mix some shit.
Right. They all acted weirdly during the evening and it was concerning. I can see how that triggered you. It made me think about Lana and Jonathan, and I remembered the bad years before I talked to Jonathan again. I used to be so mad at him.
You can be triggered, just don't go woke or you end up like that dead bitch.
Like, how could this nice guy who was so wonderful to me and my sister be the reason my sister died? Mom told me it was his fault, and I believed her. Did I tell you I ran into him at the mall once? Remind me. It was some years before I met you. I didn't expect to see Jonathan there. He was far from my mind. But the moment I saw him, looking into his eyes, all I saw was my sister. I could see the panic in his eyes as he spotted me. I couldn't hold it together, so I ran in the other direction, crying. I ran far from him. Not that long after, I received a letter from him. He wanted to meet me and talk about Lena. He wanted to explain what had happened and how he felt, which surprised me. Why would he want to do that? Why care now when he hasn't cared for so many years about Lana or me? It took all my courage to meet up with him to talk. You came.
Not yet.
I needed to hear what you had to say. Where do I even begin? Maybe you could explain why you killed my sister and didn't have the courage to care about us after. I didn't kill your sister. But I used to blame myself for her death for a long time. I don't anymore. How can you say that? I loved Lana, and I still do. I tried talking her out of taking cocaine, but she insisted. And since it was her birthday wish, I caved and got her some. But I couldn't have known that the cocaine was poison, which is true. What? The coke they sold me that night, it was laced with fentanyl. It's something dealers add to dilute the drug to sell more for less product. But they must have put too much in it, which ended up killing Lana.
Can't put much in it.
Yeah, very, very little. At the party, down to the last moments before she used it, I tried to talk her out of it. She was going to use it no matter what I said. She thought I was a hypocrite for buying it in the first place if I was going to tell her not to use it. She got annoyed and I told her, fine, do what you want, but I don't want to watch it. I headed outside to smoke with my friends. When I came back inside to check on her, I found her dozing off on the couch. Only that she wasn't sleeping. She had foam coming from her mouth and her lips were blue. We tried to give her CPR while we waited for the paramedics, but there wasn't anything we could do. She was already gone. She was declared dead on arrival, but I went with her to the hospital even so. I faced your parents and tried to explain myself to them. They were devastated and inconsolable, as was I. The coward that I was couldn't even admit that it was me who got her the coke. But it didn't matter. I could tell from everyone's looks that I was to blame. I wanted to come to the funeral, but they told me I wasn't welcome. I still came to say my goodbyes, but I kept myself at a distance out of respect for your family. Letting go of Lana has been the hardest struggle of my life. I've gone through years of therapy and dedicated my career to Lana's memory. Your career? How? I gave lectures on drug use to young adults and how it can ruin your life. And I started a support group for survivors and victims of drug use and abuse. We meet every Wednesday to talk and process the drug-related events that have changed our lives. To provide comfort and be heard in that setting is meaningful for everyone who attends. and becomes a part of everyone's healing process, and the group has helped many battle their inner demons. Do you talk about my sister there? Sometimes I do. When there are newcomers and no one feels like sharing their stories, I talk about Lana. Your sister's story has a way of making people open up and talk. Would you like to come? You don't have to share anything about Lana unless you want to. You could just stay there and you could be there and listen. Come and see for yourself how your sister's story helps people. All those feelings resurfaced at the barbecue. To see them use drugs like that, knowing it could go horribly wrong, it bothered me, but I didn't speak up. If something bad had happened, would I have felt like Jonathan? I understand you, but you can't control what others do. They don't have the same experience and look at life differently. As sad as it is, experimenting with drugs is common. I mean, even I smoked pot when I was in college. I know. But seeing it happen in front of me made me feel bad. And seeing Grim on drugs, that was the hardest part.
He felt amazing. And I can't have my men feel amazing.
Anyway, that's why...
Anyway,
that's why it felt extra good to have you here today. Thank you. Would you like to accompany Bianca and me to her family's cabin next weekend? Her cabin? What are you doing there? We're going skiing and having some needed R&R before the finals. I'd love to. Thank you for this time, sis. The moon has been beautiful lately. I bet you had something to do with it. I'll see you soon.
Play-Doh. Something or other.
I'm not sure. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I'm shocked and angry hearing that. It feels like rain from a clear sky. Trust me, there hasn't been a clear sky in years. It's been perpetually cloudy and the thunderstorm has finally started.
Boy,
have you considered couples therapy?
Goodness, Grim dodged that bullet.
Ha! Therapy. That's rich. Try getting Steven to open up about anything other than sports and money. No therapist in this world would make a dent in his rock-hard shell. He's determined to go through with it. He's already signed the divorce papers. All that's left is for me to decide what to do. I'm so sorry. So the divorce is inevitable? It's now a matter of going through a mediator or a separation lawyer. As I understand, all divorce lawyers care about is inflicting maximum damage to maximize their earnings.
That fucking outfit.
It would be best and fair for everyone if you could reach an agreement through mediation. Steven has already agreed to split everything down the middle. That's good news, isn't it?
I'd like to split her down the middle.
He called 50% a small price to get rid of me. Can you believe that? What an asshole! It makes me want to take everything he's got because that's what it feels like he's doing to me by dissolving our marriage. As your friend, I will always support you regardless of what you choose.
Keep in mind, she's cheating on him the whole time.
Right, but do you want to go through a nasty divorce like that? I want him to hurt as much as he hurt me. Oh, shit!
Of course, if he wasn't putting out, I mean, that's all.
I understand that you're feeling angry. That's putting it mildly. I've had to put up with Steven cheating on me, and now he decides to leave me all of a sudden. For what? I don't know, darling. Do you think it's for someone else? Why would you ask that? You said he's been cheating on you. Do you know with whom? It's irrelevant. And it's not like he was the only one who cheated in our relationship. No, you didn't. Sure did. And I could get fired for it, too. Wait, that means you had sex with a student? With Grim. Grim? I ravished him in our car, marital bed, and bathroom. So it wasn't just the one time either? Well, those three were the same night. And here I thought it was just me. Come again? Nothing big happened between us. But I may have performed fellatio on him during a car ride. May have. You make it sound like it was an accident. Did his cock fall into your mouth? Oh my god, no, it's... Forget I said anything.
Break some teeth.
He ravished you too, didn't he? More like the other way around. Recently I almost devoured him. Aha, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Well, actually I can. It's typical for a guy like him. Him and his smooth talk. He doesn't surprise me that... Excuse me, it doesn't surprise me that he tries to fuck anything that smiles at him. Hey, you don't have to be rude to me. No offense, darling. You got us both. It seems I can relate to your situation well. In a sense, I'm lucky I quit my job. He's good in bed, isn't he? One of the best lays I ever had.
Best lays your daughter had,
too. Woo! Okay. Let's end it right there. My God, what a freaking... We've had some crazy revelations today. First we found out about what really happened to Lana, and now we find out what the two MILF characters,
now,
I guess...
the MILFs want to double team with you.
Yeah. Shit, I'm for that. I'm for that. Let's see if we can get that happening, guys. All right, so this is the Grim Lord of Dead Penetration. We will see you guys next time with more of Being a Dick. I'm out.
Later.